My parents came a long way for me to sit in a classroom in the United States, and by that, I am at thirst for success. I've enhanced myself each year and discovered a new side of me by being adventurous. Recently, a lot of doors have opened for me, making me realize I cut myself short by how shocking it is. I am not only happy, proud, or sad, but feel blessed, almost like I don't deserve it. I feel like God has always seen my ambitions and has helped me believe in myself, and I find the need and urge to make my parents proud. And I will. Growing up is enhancing yourself, and I can't wait for the essence of time to take control. What was the main idea of my poem?
That you have grown more as a person. That's what I understood from it.
I think how you grew up or how you are today, I think you did a lot of that for your parents. Because you mentioned your parents in here, about them coming a long way for you to sit in the classroom in the U.S.
Yeah.
Which means that they want the best for you. And It's like you're trying to give back to them for doing all that hard work. And so because of that, because it just seemed like you were determined based off that, which made you strive, and which is why, you know, you're doing so good right now. It's because you want to achieve that goal.
Okay. What kind of vibe did it give off? Like the tone?
Like inspirational.
I agree. That's really inspirational. It like inspires me to strive. It inspires me to strive and to do better in life. Oh my God.
Exactly. Okay. What is something I could be more clear about?
Oh.
Or some confusing parts.
When you said, when you said making me realize I cut myself short by how shocking it is. I don't understand that.
Okay, so I feel like sometimes I could be like, oh, I can't do this, or like my height, like people don't take me seriously, you know, like a job that I really want. And then when I go after it and I prove myself that I can, I actually get it. And I'm like shocked. I'm like, how did I even get this job? Like, I don't even deserve it.
I want to know, you know, you feel sad and blessed, but why do you feel like you don't deserve it?
Just because of that. Like, I just feel like it's just like I didn't know I had it in me. Like, you know, you want something, but you're just like, oh, I don't know how to get it. But I don't know, you just get it, you know?
That was great.
Thanks. What can I add or take from my poem to make it more clear? Like something that was there that was not necessary. Or something I need to add.
And I will.
And I will? That little line?
Yeah, that little line.
That was just...
That little line. It's just... I just don't think it was necessary. I think you could have added more. I think you could have added more, or you could have just cut it out.
I think I just used it to add more lines to it, because that was the assignment.
Right.
How about you?
I think the same thing, because, and I will, like you will.
And I will.
Make them proud.
And I will make them proud. Okay,
yeah,
next
you
question.
Are making them proud, you know?
Okay. What were my strongest verbs and the weakest?
I think the strongest ones were definitely happy.
Happy?
Yeah.
Okay, how about you?
Can you repeat that question?
What were my strongest verbs and the weakest?
Um, your strongest verbs are enhancing.
Enhancing.
That's a very strong word.
Thanks. Okay, that's the end of my podcast. I hope you guys enjoy. See you guys next time.